This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Was it logic or emotion making investors run from bank stocks this week? I'm David Brancaccio. It has been a punishing week for bank stocks, particularly for shares of PacWest based in Beverly Hills and Western Alliance out of Phoenix. They're two mid-sized financial institutions most under scrutiny following the collapse and sale of First Republic Bank last weekend. Since Monday, the KBW Regional Bank Index is down 10%. Shares of PacWest have fallen nearly 70%. Western Alliance has lost more than half of its value. Both are poised to recover some this morning, judging from futures prices right now. But is the selling based on actual problems at the bank, the herd instinct of investors, or maybe something else? Marketplace's Nova Safo has been tracking the developments.
Well, David, here's another big question. Are there more shoes to drop? Or are we done with the worst of this confidence crisis in the banking sector? And clearly, regulators had hoped that after seizing and selling First Republic last weekend, that people would conclude, yes, we're pretty much done. But markets don't seem ready to go along. There is still this overhanging concern. Are there more banks in trouble or almost in trouble? Where might there be weaknesses in the sector that perhaps went little noticed until the Fed quickly raised interest rates over the last year or so, and now there may be damage to balance sheets?
No, it's one thing if investors are guided more by hunches or emotions than data, but there are also questions about whether some people may be gaming the market.
Yeah, and these questions are coming up because we do now have first quarter results from banks, and there haven't been any, you know, major obvious causes for alarm outside of First Republic. So the American Bankers Association, which is a lobby group for the industry, sent a letter to Securities and Exchange Commission Chair Gary Gensler, and it's urging an investigation over a spike in short selling that the group is observing, as well as increased chatter on social media questioning the health of banks. And what the group wants investigated is whether that is all coincidental and normal trading, or is it market manipulation? And now another group, Consumer Bankers Association, raised similar concerns. And according to the Reuters news agency, David, officials are taking this seriously, and they are looking into it.
All right. Short selling is a way to profit when a stock value falls. Nova, thank you. The government counts up payrolls and surveys households for who's working and who's looking. The April results are due in about an hour and a half here, with clues about hiring, inflation, and interest rates therein. The typical expert guess is that 180,000 more people got paychecks last month. That would be a decrease from the month prior and suggests the fight against inflation might be working.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Remember exactly where you were when the World Wide Web was invented? It's generally accepted it was 1989. Where were you when generative artificial intelligence got dropped on the world? The ChatGPT prototype was launched just this last November 30th. It's changing schools. I heard an 11-year-old going on this week about how ChatGPT does his homework for him. It's changing workplaces, and to what extent it'll enhance jobs or destroy them will be a major workplace story of this era. And the real-world data on this last point are just beginning to trickle in. Joining us with more is Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, David.
this study looked at how AI played out at an actual Fortune 500 company.
And that's what's really striking about this study. So it's Generative AI at Work. It's by three scholars, two from MIT, one from Stanford. And the program used by the company is a recent version of the GPT family of these large language models developed by OpenAI, the ones we've been playing with. So this Fortune 500 company, it provides business process software, and it uses AI to work with its more than 5,000 customer support agents.
Well, let's hear more about that, right? This is a pretty fast turnaround study. How did artificial intelligence play out with this specific unnamed company's customer support agents?
Okay, so it monitors the customer chats, and it provides the agents with real-time suggestions for how to respond to customer queries. Now, the AI setup is to support agents. The agents are responsible for the conversation, and just like a colleague, they're free to ignore the AI prompts and input.
And if this stuff is worth anything at all, it would have increased their productivity. Is that what they found?
That's what they found. AI boosted productivity on average by about 14%. And that's measured as an increase in the number of chats an agent can resolve in an hour. So I think numbers like this, David, they're just going to convince more and more companies to adopt AI. And as far as the scholars know, by the way, theirs is the first systemic look at the impact of AI on workers in real time.
All right. But not show-stopping. Give me something that'll stop traffic here from that study.
All right. The most striking result to me and to the scholars is that AI disproportionately improved the work performance of less skilled and less experienced workers. AI also helped these workers raise their job skills fast. So they find suggestive evidence, and I quote, AI recommendations lead low-skilled workers to communicate more like high-skilled workers.
Right. And in economic terms, this increased productivity for lower skilled workers could, if any of the benefits are ever passed through to their paychecks, help raise their standards of living.
Well, it's a suggestive idea. Now, the scholars are very clear. They don't get into the bigger issues. But their calculation, David, that less skilled workers could be a major beneficiary of AI, you know, that's really something to think about.
Chris Farrell, Marketplace's senior economics contributor, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.
Also, the man considered the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, recently quit Google so he could spend more time speaking out on this technology. At an MIT function the other day, he was asked for a worst case. I think it's quite conceivable, Hinton is quoted as saying, that humanity is just a passing phase in the evolution of intelligence. Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler and Nick Esposito. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.